I'm delighted that someone is standing up for free speech on the internet, and I think it's an important move. So I'm fully supportive of Google's move, and the Chinese will do what the Chinese will do.
Google made a mistake in the first place, though, didn't they, by censoring content in China?
I think they did. Google went against its own principles. They said that they would always reexamine that, and indeed they did.
What's going to be the impact of this on Google's business?
The impact on business in the short term is minor, though they don't report out their Chinese numbers. I've seen, you know, approximately $100 million a quarter for a $26 billion company. That's not much. Obviously, there's some concern about leaving this huge market, but it's not just about China. This is also about Google defending the internet and defending our rights and our freedoms around. And so it's about censorship. It's about hacking. It's about privacy. It's about all kinds of issues here. And Google, in a sense, is acting like a sovereign state over the internet.
To what extent, though, did Google weaken its moral authority by 4 years of self-censorship in China?
I think it did not help them. When I wrote my book about Google, I criticized Google for its opaqueness about its ad splits, though it promises to be more transparent now. I criticized them over China. They fixed that. We can change our erring ways.
China has said that Google has violated written agreements by withdrawing to Hong Kong. Will Google be worried now about how the Chinese authorities might react to this?
Who knows what will happen, because Google also has other business operations and technology operations in China, which are an opportunity for Chinese engineers. But I think it's going to be a fight one way or the other, and the Chinese are digging in their heels. I don't mean to compare this to the actual repression that occurred in South Africa during apartheid, but I think there is a parallel here insofar as companies deciding at some point not to support a repressive regime. And so at some point, the South Africans didn't have Coca-Cola and the Chinese won't have Google, but it is a necessary step, I think, to change what's happening in China. If Google didn't do this, it would never change.
Opponents of sanctions against South Africa during the apartheid years used to argue, Jeff, that companies not doing business there would leave ordinary South Africans worse off. So do you think that Google's withdrawal leaves Chinese web users, at least in the short term, worse off?
Yes, a bit. But at some point, we also need to give the Chinese people the reason to have this fight out with their own government. That was the argument for Google to be in there, was better to have a hampered internet than no internet at all. Well, they already have the hampered internet. Google also hampered it, so they didn't have the full internet. They're really no worse off in that sense with Baidu, which is going to follow the government's rules.
Do you think that eventually China will have to admit defeat in its attempts to censor the internet?
I think that every tyranny will be brought down at some level by the internet. But then I'm an optimist. But I think that it becomes impossible for a government to restrict the flow of information and communication for its citizens, whether that's in China or Iran. The one exception to that right now is North Korea, where, of course, they don't have internet access.